Welcome to the Sportscast, August 1st. Happy August 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online radio, which you can listen to it on thesportscast.net or in our app, The Sportscast for iOS. So please go and check out our website or get our app, and you can get it for iOS. Big weekend or big day in sports already. Deshaun Watson is getting a 6-game suspension recommended by the judge this morning. Of course, that news was anticipated for the last 2 weeks. I was hearing like 2 weeks ago, and then it came out this morning early. Of course, Adam Schefter breaks the story. No idea why he gets it. But anyways, join us from Upper West Pennsylvania, Joey Toscano. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, happy August. It's going to be a crazy month, and it started from day one. From the morning of August 1st, we got craziness. What is the rest of this month going to be like if we're starting out crazy?
What's September going to look like? September 1st?
No, seriously.
I mean, hey, preseason already happened then. But anyways, how's your summer going? I know you've been running like, you know, millions of marathons all summer. How's it been going so far?
I'm running. I'm trying to get in shape because I think the Steelers might be back. So I'm trying to do my part. So I'm just trying to, you know, they have their own training camp. I have my own training camp. I'm just trying to get in shape.
Yeah. I mean, can you give us a report? Has your goals been met? Or, I mean, what's going on with that?
No. I'm really, as much as I run, I eat as much. So I'm not, you know, they say, what's better, diet or exercise? Diet is more important. It's better to eat better than to exercise. So even if you run a lot, even if you exercise a lot, if you eat bad, you're not doing anything. And I'm proof of that.
You know, it's interesting. That's always been in a debate about which is more important, the diet or exercise. And diet always wins. No one really goes against it.
It is. It diet is way more important. Like I said, I've been exercising like crazy, and I've actually gained weight because I'm just eating bad. If you eat bad, it doesn't matter what you do. But if you don't exercise and you eat well, you'll still be okay.
And it's not even football season. So yet. Things get a little bit more serious in football season with the food.
Right. That's right. Yeah, I know. Yeah. When I'm watching games and, you know, watching the Steelers lose and I'm chowing down on nachos and pizza and stuff, then I'm really going to put on the weight.
Exactly. And pastrami's. I got to check that place again. I had a friend that brought
you
it
mean
up.
Permanis.
Permanis. Exactly. Sorry, but not pastrami's. That's a type of ham or a type of salami. All right. So this morning, Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson will serve a 6-game suspension for violating the league's personal conduct policy following accusations of sexual misconduct. This point, Officer Sue Robinson ruled this morning on Monday. Watson will not be fined, the source told ESPN. Robinson's comprehensive 15-page conclusion stated that though Watson violated the personal conduct policy, there was not enough evidence to justify an suspension. So it came down to 6 games, Joe. And he settled with 3 more women this past weekend, by the way. So it was 30 like a couple weeks ago, now 3, so it's 33. Joe, your thoughts over the story?
It's sad, it's pathetic. I think everybody agrees 6 games is just not that much. I think the NFL, I heard, was recommending for a full year. The whole situation is just sad and pathetic. And I believe the next steps are that the NFL and Roger Goodell will make their own determination as to what the actual suspension is. And then what could happen is the NFLPA could appeal that, and it could possibly be taken to a federal court, which would be really bad for the NFL, because then they would have to explain why they let Robert Kraft and Daniel Snyder and Jerry Jones just get away with bad things too, and with no punishment. So the story is not over yet. It's just sad, and it's just I hate to paint with a broad brush, but it's sad that, you know, we have this sense of justice in this country, in the world, that if you do something wrong, you get punished for it. And if we lose that sense of justice, which we you know, a lot of people will argue we already have, but if you lose that sense of justice, I mean, you don't have the notion that, well, if I do something bad, I'm not going to get punished. That speaks ill for society. So I mean, it's just a bad situation all around. It looks like he's getting a slap on the wrist. He's not even getting really any financial penalty for this at all from the Browns or the league or this ruling. It's sad.
As of right now, we don't know for sure. Yes, as Joe brought up, NFL could increase it. The NFLPA said yesterday they will not challenge the ruling, but if the NFL increases it, then like they possibly will challenge whatever the NFL chooses. Now, there's been, you know, comparing and contrast about, you know, Calvin Ridley got 6 games a couple years ago or like recently.
He got a full year
full season, and Watson gets 6 games. That was recommended. It could be 8, it could be 12. You know, like the past ones I remember, of course, were Brady, you know, with the foot Kate, and then of course Ray Rice. What do you think? Do you think NFL might increase it, leave it at 6, go to 12?
What's eventually going to happen is the NFL will recommend 12. There will be appeals, and it'll be negotiated down to 8. I think 8 is the number where it's going to end up. And hey, whatever. 8's better than 6. 6 is just not enough. 6 is not enough. I think everyone agrees on that.
Yeah, 6 is way too little. NFL did argue for a full season suspension. Robinson, you know, but 6. So things could be around 8. I think he's right. I've been hearing 12. That's the number, but that faded away a few weeks ago. I think 8 might be it. Of course, the backup or the starting quarterback for the first 6 weeks at least is Jacoby Brissett. The Browns camp actually were thinking 6 for some reason. So that that number could be increasing. So we'll see what happens. But October 23rd will be the game that he'll come back eventually with the Ravens. He's able to practice. One thing I was reading, he cannot get any massage therapist outside the Browns camp.
Again, sad and pathetic. When you have to put a rule in there that he can only get massages from certain people, you're basically admitting he's guilty of something. This is just sad. This whole situation with the massages, you know, players get their own massages, they get their own massage therapist, but nothing like what he went through. Not dozens and dozens of them. Something was really wrong there, and for him to get almost no punishment for it is ridiculous. You know, when people say, well, he got a year off or something like that, that wasn't a punishment. That was an agreement with the team and the league. He still got paid. He didn't even get any financial punishment in any of this. It's ridiculous.
He should be healthy for being a year out. NFL has 3 days to decide to appeal the Watson 6-game suspension. So we'll have till Thursday. Thursday, to see what happens. You know, Goodell, this is what commissioners do. They got, you know, they got these suspensions as well. So I'm pretty shocked, but I think the whole negotiation thing is going to happen. NFL's going to say more. They're going to come down to 8. Do you think it'll go to court?
They're really hoping it doesn't. Like I said, it's almost like a blackmail situation. It's almost that's the ace in the hole that the NFLPA has. Is it's like, you don't want this to go to court, then we have to bring up we're gonna air all the dirty laundry, and nobody wants that.
Yeah, discovery. So
it's almost like a blackmail situation.
Yeah, and of course he's huddled with 33 of them, so we'll see if that kind of kind of, you know, lowers down the smoke and makes things a little bit easier on him. But anyways, we'll see what happens. The Browns are an interesting situation. They got investigators. They kind of saw it coming, so they had to investigate everything. So we'll see what happens. But Jacoby Brissett will be starting week one. That's for sure. So if you want to get him for your team, you have him available. All right. Other news. Dallas Cowboys named the most valuable sports franchise worth $7.64 billion. Jerry Jones said he'll never sell the Dallas Cowboys. But Sportico came out with the numbers this morning. And, yeah, I mean, I've always heard the Cowboys were worth a lot of money worldwide, more than the Yankees, more than Manchester United, Real Madrid, and things like that. But Cowboys, your rival team, number one most expensive team in the world.
It's not surprising. I mean, they're so popular. They're so, you know, the gigantic stadium. You know, they probably have like the best, most state-of-the-art stadium to play in. You know, it probably is a stadium. It probably is a stadium that probably has a lot to do with it. So it's no surprise that they're not, kind of surprising that they're number one in the world. That's a little crazy. But then again, it's the NFL. If you own, if you pay, what is it? What do they say? $7 billion. Whatever it's worth, $7 billion. That's almost a bargain. If you bought it for $7 billion, you can make that money up pretty soon. So, heck, let's buy the Cowboys. Come on. If 700 million of us pitch in $10, I think we could buy the Cowboys.
We could buy it. Too bad the Cowboys are not in public stock. Number two came the Rams. Then the third was the Patriots. Now, this is just NFL teams. It's not like every team in the world, but the NFL. So second's Rams, third's Patriots, fourth is the Giants, fifth is the San Francisco 49ers, then the Bears, then the Jets, Commanders at 8, 9 Eagles, 10 Broncos. Your Steelers came at 13, and they're worth $4.26 billion. So your thoughts on the Steelers being that low?
That's a little low, but a lot of it has to do with market size. I mean, the Pittsburgh market is pretty small. I think it's like not even top 20. So, yeah, you know, there's a lot to do with it. Because when I think of Patriots, like, but then there's that the Boston market. So that probably has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, exactly. Miami Dolphins, my team's $4 billion, came out at 16. The cheapest is the Bengals at $2
billion. The Bengals. Yeah, that's not surprising. That is a very... That's a cheap. Wow. So three and a half Bengals franchises equals one Dallas Cowboys franchise. Wow. The Cowboys are three and a half times what the Bengals are.
Yeah. No. It's crazy. And of course, you know, Joe Burrow might hopefully raise the bar for the Bengals, but also the city location, like you were saying. You know, it's just, it varies not just through players or a good owner, but it's also location. You know, Cincinnati isn't a international place, so we'll see where it goes. The Bills at $2.9 billion at number 29, the Chiefs at number 20. So, looking at the top five, it makes sense. Of course, Patriots, you know, like the New England market, but and of course the Rams with their stadium, SoFi. So we'll see, and of course Niners at five. So it all makes sense. Usually, like the big markets is where. You'll see a lot of these high-earning teams or clubs. So, anyways, Niners and Deebo Samuel. This has been a feud that's been going on for the past couple of months, or this all offseason. They agreed to a three-year extension worth up to $73 million. The deal's worth a maximum value of... $73 million over the 3 years, includes a $58 million in guarantees, sources told ESPN. Samuel is the seventh wideout this offseason to sign the deal worth at least $24 million per year. So, hey, He stays in San Francisco with Trey Lance.
Well, that's going to be the really interesting thing is how's he going to do with Trey Lance, or how Trey Lance is going to do. But this is not surprising. This is one of the big stories of this past NFL offseason is wide receivers are getting paid. So what you want to do as a team is if you have a player that's good, you want to pay him. When you run into problems is when you pay a lot of money to a player that doesn't deserve it, like the Jaguars did with Christian Kirk. That Christian Kirk deal just set off an entire wave of all of these wide receiver signings, because every wide receiver says, I'm better than that dude. I need to get paid. And that's the thing. So, I mean, and like the Steelers are dealing with their own dilemma right now because Deontay Johnson wants to get paid. And the question is, does he deserve it? And the answer is, we don't know. He's okay. He's like a top 20 receiver, but he's not, you know, he's not a Deebo Samuel or Tyreek Hill or Stephon Diggs or DeAndre Hopkins or anything like that. He's okay. And that's where you run into the problem is when you pay top player money for a player that's just okay, that's when you run into problems. So Deebo Samuel deserves the money. He is one of the best. But I don't know about other players.
Either 11 receivers have signed deals worth $20 million or more per year, and it has been Tyreek Hill, of course, Davante Adams, Cooper Kupp, AJ Brown, Stephon Diggs, Deebo Samuel, DK Metcalf, Terry McLaurin, DJ Moore, Chris Godwin, Mike Williams. Joe, is the wide receiver market that expensive?
It got that way. That's what happened. It just exploded this past off season. And hey, it's the market, you know, the salary cap went up, the revenues are going up, more money is coming in. So it's going somewhere and it's going to wide receivers. Wide receivers have decided it is time to get paid, and they're getting paid. The issue is either pay me or get rid of me, like what happened with AJ Brown. AJ Brown said, pay me or get rid of me. And they're like, fine, we'll get rid of you. And they traded him. So that's where we're at now. Wide receivers are gaining power. They're gaining more leverage. And I mean, this is a passing league. So it makes sense to pay the wide receivers.
Where does that leave for running backs now?
Running backs are always screwed. they're always screwed. I mean, look at where they're drafted. You never see a running back drafted in the first round, it's very rare. They get, because they're so expendable. They're only good for a few years. So why, you know, anytime you pay a running back like a lot of money into their second contract, it almost never goes well. Look at Ezekiel Elliott. He's not doing that great. So, but wide receivers keep. They keep producing, and it's just it's more of a passing league. So why running backs are basically you'd almost be stupid to pay good money for a running back, because it's like, you know what, and then if you want another one, you just draft another one, you know, when it's time, and then you start on the rookie deal again and go through the whole thing again.
Average lifespan for a running back in the NFL is 4 years, so not surprised about that. Running back Saquon Barkley was, I think was like the one recently that I saw that got drafted in the top 10 for the NFL draft. So,
and look how he turned out.
Yeah, I know.
Not totally his fault. He got hurt, but still, that did not go well for the Giants.
Sticking with the Niners, last week the Niners gave permission to Jimmy Garoppolo and his people, his agents, to seek trade offers. Your thoughts, any team that really, really rings the bell that'd be perfect fit for Jimmy G?
Who's left? I mean, Carolina needed a quarterback and they got Baker Mayfield. Atlanta has Marcus Mariota, which is like, I don't know what, I guess they're just decided to tank this year. Really, the only option is Seattle. And do the 49ers really want to trade within their own division? That doesn't make any sense at all. So it's like, where is he going to end up? All he could hope for is that during training camp and during preseason, some quarterback gets hurt and has some huge injury, and then they trade for him. And that's really the only situation, because really there's no one left right now.
One team that's been brought up, but maybe because I hang out too much with the Jersey Boys that air every Thursday, the New York Giants, a potential place. You know, Danny Jones, and people are skeptical about him. Your thoughts of Jimmy G going to the Giants?
I think that would be a great idea, because Daniel Jones is just not that good, or he hasn't been that good. Now they bring in a new coach to probably fix him, but still, if I was a Giants, I would trade for Jimmy G. That makes perfect sense. If Daniel Jones does not do well under the new coach, sure,
Dabble,
Brian Dabble, you have a fail-safe backup there, and then, you know, we could see what happens from there. But yeah, that's a great idea. That would be very smart if the Giants did that. It would be very smart if the Giants did that. That's why they will not do that.
Yeah, exactly. And Garoppolo is recovering from a shoulder surgery he had a couple months ago, so he's not all there. But I'm sure he'll be ready by season start. Maybe not week one. Maybe week one, but if not week two. So great quarterback led the Niners to a Super Bowl, and they almost beat the Rams in the NFC Championship game.
They came close. I mean, they came close to winning the Super Bowl a few years ago, the one against the Chiefs. It was like one bad throw away from winning the entire Super Bowl. So it's not like, you know, it's not like Jimmy G is just some horrible quarterback. He's a good system quarterback with a good team. So he could help. He's just not a superstar.
He beat him and his team. They beat Green Bay with the Packers in Green Bay. So it was a massive win. Yeah. I don't know why Niners are getting rid of him in the first place. But
He's just okay.
He's okay.
He's just okay, and they want better than okay. And maybe that's Trey Lance. I think that's one of the big questions of the season is, what's Trey Lance going to do? Is he ready? Is he the dude? I'm going to say yes, only because even if he can't pass that well, he could be like almost like a Lamar Jackson type and run around a lot or something like that. I mean, that's how good Kyle Shanahan is, that he can make any situation good. He's that smart. So I think Trey Lance will succeed in some way in San Francisco.
Exactly. We'll see what happens with Jimmy G. Got a few more weeks. Training camp, of course, and of course, preseason game soon. Very soon. Celtics legend Bill Russell dies at 88. 11 championships. What a career. More than Michael Jordan. Not much talked about, you know, lately, but of course, back in the day, he was the man. And I know Joe's pretty young. I don't think you were alive at the time, but your thoughts on Bill Russell dying and the legacy he leaves for the NBA.
He is a little bit before my time, but he is considered one of the greatest of all time. I've just seen where he's ranked number 12 overall all time, which is even that might be a little bit low. The guy never lost. He didn't lose in college. He didn't lose in the NBA. 11 titles, undefeated in game seven. He's, you know, when it was deciding games, he's undefeated. He's just one of the greatest of all times. And anybody that doesn't know about him or thinks, oh, who cares? You need to read up on your history. You need to learn things like this, because he is just one of the greatest of all times. And he had to endure as a black man. He had to endure so much hate and just horrible things because he was black, and he's just a great person and a great player.
Yes. 11 straight, went to the University of San Francisco. And he was a two-time All-American, won two straight NCAA championships. So not just in the NBA, also in college. Led the team to 55 consecutive wins. So he was a big guy. He was a big guy. He was not a shooting guard. He was not a point guard. The guy was in the paint, of course. And yeah, what 88 years old. You would see him in like almost every All-Star game. He would be there, and he would, you know, hand the trophy. I believe it's called like one of the trophies. I think it could be the MVP. Was like the Bill the Russell
Finals MVP is named after him.
Yeah, exactly. So he's there all the time. Legend. Michael Jordan sent out a statement. Sad day for the NBA crowd. But of course, we will probably see some type of like special for a All-Star game, or maybe like the first week when they go back and play the regular season. It's usually at the in October. So yeah, very so, and of course, you know, a couple of years ago was Kobe, now Bill Russell. So it's you know, it's kind of it's just very you know, very, yeah, it's just, you know, it's just very, very tough. But hey, you know, what a legend. He is in the same room as Michael Jordan, that's for sure.
He's in the conversation as one of the greatest of all time.
Exactly. And that's, yeah. Exactly. So, anyways, any update on the Steelers? What's going on in the training camp after week one of training camp?
So, the big issue with the Steelers is who's going to be the quarterback. And so far, Kenny Pickett has not looked good. Mitch Trubisky has not looked good, but Mason Rudolph has looked good. Oh, it's extremely early. And I'm telling you, there's no way Mason Rudolph is playing unless some horrible thing happens to both quarterbacks. Mason Rudolph is not playing, but so yeah, that's going on. I was at the training camp this past Saturday. There were 17,000 people there. And there was wall to wall people. It was just, people are just so happy to be back. This is the first time in 3 years that able to attend spring training in Latrobe, PA. So it's a magical experience going to training camp, because it's like in the middle of nowhere. It's just this college in the middle of nowhere, and it's so scenic and picturesque, and it's just so awesome that, like, you know, thousands of fans are there and watching the team, and all we're watching is practice. There's nothing special going on, so it's a magical experience. But the Steelers are, yeah, they're trying to figure out their quarterback. But I'm going to give you one name, one player that has stood out. He's a wide receiver. He was a second round draft pick this year. His name is George Pickens. He may be a breakout star this season. He has looked really good so far in camp. People are talking about that he was the steal of the draft, that he was he should have been drafted a lot sooner. The only reason he wasn't drafted sooner is because he had an injury. So he might be the steal of the draft. He might be the best rookie wide receiver.
There you have it. Joey was there in the mix. He was seeing it right there, front lines, watching it, and he's saying there it could be a quarterback. I mean, by default, my mind says Trubisky. But of course, if things look good for Rudolph or with Pickett, hey, they can start too. We'll see what happens week one for the Steelers. Of course, the fans are. Now, how far is the training camp from Pittsburgh?
It's about 30 miles.
Oh, okay. Not too far.
Not too bad. Walk. Yeah. 30 miles east, yeah.
That's a good marathon.
Yeah, I should run there.
Anyways, well, there you have it. You know, high news season. Feels like every week so far in the NFL, maybe like, you know, 3 weeks, there's been always some, you know, high level NFL news going on. Of course, we'll definitely keep you guys up to date. And people are asking, what is the first game against the Steelers? It's in Cincinnati. Against Cincinnati Bengals, so that's on September 11th. You guys will not get the white helmets with the stripes.
I tell you what, those things look sharp.
They do. They should make it permanent, maybe, but we'll see.
And a little more orange. They need a little more orange, but still, yeah, they should use those more often.
Exactly, Joe. What is the best way to reach you online to ask you for season tickets for the Steelers this season?
I'm Joey Bag of Donuts, V instead of an F. I am trying to become I've won this for 2 years in a row. This is the third year I'm trying to win again. Best Twitter account in Pittsburgh. So please vote for me. Go to my Twitter page. It's my pinned tweet. Go vote for me, please. I'm trying for three in a row. I've won it two in a row. So let's go for three-peat.
You got to go for the three-peat. You got to. Like Bill Russell, Kobe did it. Jordan.
I want to be the Bill Russell of Twitter. Yes.
There you have it. You can reach us at the sportscast.net website or the sportscast one on Twitter or Instagram. And of course, we'll be having tomorrow sports talk 101. They're all about Deshaun Watson, so they'll go more into the details. Maybe the NFL might be announcing something by then. And of course, Jersey Boys is Thursday. I spoke to Victor last night, and he's excited if Jimmy G does come to New York. I would too. Joey will probably be too if he was a Giants fan, but he's a Steelers fan, so we can't really know for sure. Anyways, Joey, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
And this was your update.